ile masoma mabedi le borobongwe pele gaura ya borobedi ya ka setere go solofeditse re buisana jalo fa le ba Samumed ya gona ka kono fa re mtwana re buisana le ene mo le mosong wa tatsila gompieno re dibile jalo fa ditlhokego kampo mothakare tse di ka go thusa mo go tsa medical scheme mo go tsa Samu ya mo mosong wa tatsila gompieno re mtwana le kae.
We are good.
Take this opportunity to greet the listener of Kurira FM.
Thank you. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Yes. I reckon you had your breakfast this morning, eh? Mr. Mtwana.
Come again.
I reckon you had your breakfast this morning.
Yes, I had my breakfast this morning and I had my coffee.
Oh,
is it my dose for the day.
Oh, is it an English one or the Xhosa one or the Tswana one? The Tswana breakfast.
It's a South African one.
Yeah, Mr. Mtwana, kunjani baba? Mr. Mtwana, today our focus areas is pathology and radiology benefits. Samumed covers pathology. Please explain to our listeners what pathology is and why it is important for members to be covered for it.
Okay, thanks for the question. Pathology is the treatment or diagnosis of diseases through bodily fluids and like blood, urine, or tissue. So it's diagnosed, take samples of blood samples and tissue, urine, and such samples, and test them at labs, and then come up with a diagnosis from those.
Let's talk about the benefits regarding that for option A versus option B.
All right. Option A, out of hospital, it covers for about 4,532 rand a year per family. All right. Now, people will notice that on our benefit brochures, there's an error that says per beneficiary per year. Mm. It's actually per family per year. On option B, the cover is 9,169.80 per family per year. Now, this is only out of hospital, and it covers both PMB and non-PMB. And in hospital, the beautiful thing about pathology in 2020 is that all expenses for pathology are covered under the in-hospital benefit of 1.5 million option B and 750,000 rand on option A.
Oh, yeah. So now we are talking about the difference between the in-hospital versus out-of-hospital benefits.
That is correct. Mm. That is correct.
So this is under pathology benefits.
That's correct. Under pathology.
All right. Now let's talk about the radiology benefits. Explain just a little bit about radiology and then...
All right.
Yes. Can you do that just for us?
All right. Radiology is all tests that are run for doctors to come to a conclusion about it could be the physical injuries inside the body that they cannot see with a naked eye. It could also be in the anatomy, internally, in the anatomy of the human being. Now, the examples are x-rays that are run to see whether in your lungs you have an infection or to see whether you've broken a rib in an accident. All right. Mm. Now, that is a basic radiology, and it includes ultrasounds for pregnancies. Oh, yeah. Now, there is also MRI and CAT scans. That is advanced radiology, and it's covered separately out in and out of hospital.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that. Let us firstly explain the difference in benefits between option A versus option B. And let's talk about the in and out of hospital benefits regarding the radiology.
Perfect. Mm. Thank you for the question. Now, out of hospital, Now, on option A, for basic radiology, you've got access for an amount of 2,424.20. That is per annum, per family per annum. But it includes two ultrasounds per pregnancy. Now, on option B, 9,169 is afforded, is allocated for family per year. So there's a big difference there, about 6,000, over 6,000 rand difference between option A and B. Mm-hmm. So a person on option B benefits more for just a bit more on the premium. Now, on advanced or specialized radiology, option A, we allocate 8,959. Option B, 13,807. Now, these are still out of hospital. But in hospital radiology, both option A and option B, both basic and specialized radiology, is subject to the, is costed on the 1.5 million in hospital benefit, option B, and 750,000 on option A.
Mr. Mtwana, let me do this first. Selebale tle re buisana jalo fa le re Mtwana go tsoka go Samumed, re bile jalo fa se o ka di fitlhela mo go tsa Samumed. Tla go bolela re ke medical scheme ya ba Samu. Ya ne ke da re ne lang go le gontsi bo go le tsholo jang beke le beke la bobedi mo gone thulaganyo eno ya khatelopele. Mr. Mtwana, just remind us again. Why should an individual have to take the Samumed, not to find him or herself with an egg on his face?
All right. Now, this is why some people must join Samumed. Mm. Samumed is, firstly, the most affordable medical aid that gives value in healthcare. So the same healthcare you would find on a high benefit or product, benefit product in another medical aid scheme among the four other medical aid schemes in the local government space, you will get on Samumed, but at a much lower rate. In other words, you pay less, but you get more benefits on Samumed.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, out of hospital on Samumed, out of hospital only, in other words, your day-to-day benefits, you get a total of 170,000 rand of benefits outside hospital only. You haven't gone into shared pathology, radiology, and physio between in and out of hospital. Thirdly, we have a network of private hospitals across the country where our members can go and get private health care within this affordable premium. And fourth, Samumed is the has got its own or administration, is self-administered, and is one of the few medical aid schemes in South Africa, enclosed and open schemes that are self-administered. Therefore, the cost of doing business, I'm not sure it's a non-profit, but the cost of doing our daily expenses is driven back to the customer's benefits in terms of low increases, even though we have increased our benefits by CPI, which just was 5.4%, and others 5.4% plus 5% and 3% on option A. We've made sure that the contributions are still low by exercising a low increase in premiums.
So, do you cover all 9 provinces in South Africa?
We cover all municipalities.
Oh, yeah.
And we cover about 17 municipal-owned enterprises. Municipal-owned entities, which is your water boards and your agencies that do business with municipalities.
Abuti Lungile, how soon will I be able to use my benefits after registering as a member of the scheme?
As soon as you apply and your application is received by Samumed, they issue an SMS. You'll get an SMS that tells you your application is live. And for emergencies, you will get immediate cover from the joint date. If your joint date is 1st of December, you've joined today, and your joint date is 1st of December, from the 1st of December, you will get full access to ambulance services, hospital services, private health care, for emergencies and sudden illnesses. But but you will have to wait for 1 month only for during the year, other planned procedures and visitations to doctors. It's just 1 month waiting period. But for during this time, the freedom of association, if you join for the first of this new year, 1st of January 2020, there is no waiting period, even if you join on the 29th of December. Now, if you have a medical aid already, if you're covered on a medical aid scheme and you bring us the certificate of membership, you and the dependents that are covered have no waiting period. Benefits are immediately available.
Yes, I wanted to know that if maybe I've got a medical aid scheme that I'm using currently, and then maybe I want to join some UMED, what are the procedures there?
All right. You give us your normal documents, like copy of your ID. If you're married and you're bringing a spouse, copy of marriage certificate and a copy of the spouse's ID and the date of birth of children if they are there. You can then supply us the payslip, or your HR can declare on their part on the form your work details and income. But now, over and above that, you have to give us we'll ask from you a certificate of membership declaring your membership and the end date, showing that you have cancelled your membership with the previous medical aid, would say effect from 30th of November if you're joining 1st of December. And that will enable us to give you benefits from the date you want to join us.
Yeah. Ya utlwagala some le borataro go leba kwa ureng ya borobedi re santse re buisana jalo le Abuti Lungile Mtwana go tswaka kwa SAMUMED. Abuti Lungile, can my scheme terminate my membership of the scheme in a case of retrenchment maybe?
Yes, you can terminate your membership if you're no longer employed. Immaterial of what the termination of employment is, because we won't be able to recover your contribution. All right. Then the scheme rules dictate that you give us a 30-day notice. So because we ask for contributions in arrears. In other words, we give you on the 1st of November, we give you a membership already. You can access the benefits, but the contribution will only receive your contribution on the 25th or end of the month. Hence, it's important that in termination, you give us 30 days.
So if my membership has been terminated due to a non-disclosure, may I reapply to the same medical scheme and provide the correct details?
Well, this depends on the rules of the scheme. And at some moment, if some moment terminates their membership, then it is subject to the decision of the board to accept your membership again.
Kiba SAMUMED, Rubisana Jalofale here, Mtwana. Mr. Mtwana, I don't know. Maybe SAMUMED is very different from, you know, all these medical schemes and other companies that are dealing or that are rendering other services. Because we know, Jorge, these companies, whenever it comes to, you know, them paying out, it's a problem. But them receiving money from you, it's very easy for them to. So, is SAMUMED related to them or is different from them?
Yes, SAMUMED is very unique in different ways. I will tell you how. Firstly, SAMUMED, as I said earlier, is self-administered. That means the cost of the members' funds or contributions doesn't go to the upkeep of upmarket buildings in upmarket areas of South Africa, but it's there to build the reserve so that we are sure that we can pay the members of whatever claims that their doctors and service providers claim from us. Secondly, we are a very sustainable scheme. SAMUMED can survive for a year without contributions from anyone.
Oh yeah,
just giving millions and millions, hundreds and millions of claims. Thirdly, SAMUMED ensures that it's different because it is the only truly affordable scheme. Because when you compare with the benefits, other schemes purport to give the same premium level or ask for find that the slice is very thin in other competitors of ours, but we give you a thick slice and of benefits. So because we are a traditional medical aid scheme, that's also what cuts us from the rest. We do not have a savings, because the savings is quite small, and it, everything outside hospital depends on the savings. Once it depletes, then it's depleted for everything. Can't go to the doctor, can't go to your dentures, you can't go to anywhere out of hospital if your savings depletes. But SomaMed doesn't operate like that. It's got a silos and silos full of benefits. I've made an example of an agricultural or a farming industry where you've got millets on one silo and you've got milk on one silo. Once the silo that is full of millets is depleted, you have another silo that is still not touched of your milk. And there are 14 of these out of hospital benefits on SomaMed, and that makes us a very rich medical aid scheme benefit, and out and in hospital as well.
Mr. Mtala, apart from radio presentations, do you go around maybe in provinces just to do some presentations whereby people or citizens can ask questions, stuff related to that?
Yes, we attend every presentation during this period. There are freedom of association or window period presentations in all municipalities. Every municipality has invited employees of municipalities to come and listen to all medical aid schemes. I invite and I do this challenge that whoever is working for a municipality, when they hear that there are presentations locally in their municipality, they must go there, listen, don't miss the SomaMed presentation, because you will get the chance to balance the information you get. And even if you are not, you can even call a consultant in your region to come to you and explain. You can be a group of people, you can be an individual in an office or a depot, and you can listen to our consultants are well-trained in the product that SomaMed has got, especially to 2020 product. And for anything, for that matter, that relates to SomaMed in general, not only the product.
Speaking of which, can you just provide us with contact details so that further engagement can be done?
The contact details of SomaMed, the head office, is 0860-104-117. I repeat that. 0860-104-117. That is head office number. You can either go to our website, and there's a chat service. Almost instantly, it gives you responses to your questions.
Oh, yeah.
And also, there's on our landing page on the website, there is a join SomaMed button. You can click that. It will take you to a small electronic form where you can just populate your information. We'll come back to you, and a dedicated consultant will take you through the product and the process of application.
Ah, Mr. Mtala, thanks very much. I reckon we'll talk soon. I think it's next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Next week, Tuesday.
Next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Mtala, thank you very much. I wish to see you one day, eh?
Yeah, I'll make a chance. I'll make time so that we can see each other.
Yes.
Maybe this year still. But let's think about that.
Yeah. One cannot say it's very early to say that, but Merry Christmas in advance and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you, Rimpana. Thank you, Abuti
Lungile. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You and your listeners in Kurara FM.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, Rimisa, la jala fale, Rimpana. Yeah, okay, therefore, I'm going to go back to some men.